Welcome to Living a Simple Life with a Back Porch View. Thanks for stopping by. Grab a glass of lemonade, pull up a rocker, and join me for conversations about living the simple life. Go ahead, get comfortable and settle in for a good visit. It's time to relax and enjoy. There is nothing in the world worse than personal and spiritual stagnation. We as humans were designed to continue learning and growing, whether physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually. To quit growing means that we're dead or in the process of dying. And that is a thought I just can't stand to consider. Here on the farm, I'm forced so many times to learn something new, whether dealing with livestock that's having health issues, a garden that just won't produce well, or tackling the constant litany of repairs and how to do them right. And then nature gives you another little shove. Did you know that stormy weather is a perfect time for learning something new? Well, I found out the hard way. Last year, we had a snowstorm. For many of you, that may be second nature. But here in the South, we rarely even see a snowflake, much less roads frozen over, power outages, and having to dig our way out of the house and into the barn and coop. Businesses and schools were closed. And forget going anywhere. There isn't a hardware store in the state that carries snow chains. And even if they did, not many of us would know how to put them on. Face it, we didn't have a clue what to do. And it was our situation for several days. Even as a person who doesn't mind cleaning house, I can only do so much housework before I go crazy. Instead of looking at this weather-related prison with a grumpy attitude, I chose to see it as a challenge to learn something new. For Christmas one year, the country boy was kind enough to build 3 rug looms, one for me, one for Lorea, and one for Kathleen. This loom is adjustable, and we can make rugs, placemats, and a runner all on the same loom. On a quiet Saturday a while back, Lorea and I decided to tackle learning how to use it. It took a bit of study, but we each had a project started. While stuck inside due to the weather, I finally finished the rug, tackling the finishing off portion with a few grunts, frustrations, and determination. The determination came in because I really wanted to move forward and try my hand at placemats. As I'm the one who usually has several creative irons in the same fire, I also wanted to finish another project on my floor loom because I was curious to try another new-to-me technique. All that project included was simply tying a new project onto the current warp. By doing so, I could change the warp color, but still use the same draft. Learning this process would save me time from having to thread dents and heddles. I also had a knitting and a crochet project sitting close by and a Bible study I was working on, so boredom didn't have to be an issue. I had plenty to keep me busy. When I hear people talk about being bored, it makes me wonder. For a few hours or even a day, boredom isn't such a bad thing. It's an opportunity to rest your weary bones and rejuvenate your mental health. Longer than that, though, I can only wonder just how much laziness is involved. If you're bored for any length of time, it may be time to stretch your wings. We as humans should constantly be in a state of learning. It's how we grow and make a better life for ourselves. Kind of like a child, when his body starts stretching in an upward growth pattern, you will most definitely experience some growing pains and stir up the dust bunnies by stretching your mind. There will be uncertainty, mistakes, and plenty of returns to the instruction page. But when the dust settles, you will be able to add to your life's resume in a positive manner. The first thing you should ask yourself is, what should I be learning? If you aren't sure, then ask yourself a second question. What interests you? For the cook, baker, or chef, Go ahead and tackle that new recipe you've been wanting to try. Find one that has a technique which is new to you, such as trying out different starters for sourdough breads. Then bake bread using each one and see which one you like better. Years ago, I spent several weeks house sitting and had to stay in residence. I had always wanted to learn how to make a souffle, so I tackled it. 12 dozen eggs later, I finally made one that didn't fall and that I couldn't use as building material. Would I ever do it again? Only if someone extremely special to me asked, and I don't think Jesus cares if I make him a souffle or not. Are you interested in history? Take a tour through your local museums. Choose an era or topic and go to the library. Read everything you can find about the subject. Lately, I've been fascinated with the history of crafts. I have several books on the subject and still find myself wanting to learn more. Look for local groups or a person who has knowledge. Ask them if they would be willing to talk to you. If they say yes, then bake some cookies and head over to a pre-arranged meeting place. And just as an aside, it isn't wise to meet strangers in their home or yours. Choose a public location for at least the first few meetings and until you're absolutely sure of your safety. We have wonderful plantation homes within an hour's drive, and I can't tell you how many times I visit them. It's where I learned the history of the stranger's room and find that aspect of our southern plantations absolutely fascinating. It was on one of those plantation tours that my love for fiber arts ignited. The weaving room at Melrose Plantation outside of Natchitoches, Louisiana, is home to a massively sized old loom and spinning wheel. This is where all the fabrics for daily use were made. It was love at first sight. Since then, my heart is stretched to include most fiber arts, and I'm still learning how to knit and crochet. Do you love the feel of yarn or fiber running through your fingers? Find a pair of knitting needles, a bit of yarn, and get clicking. Got a new Bible study? This is a perfect time to do more than a surface reading. You can really dig deep and research a bit more than normal. Go past the surface study, check on a study guide, read the explanations, follow up on the other reference verses. Another way to stretch your wings is to learn a new skill or improve one you already have. The country boy considers himself a wood butcher, not a carpenter, but his desire for protection or perfection, rather, makes him an ideal candidate for building some of my crazy projects. With each one, he learns a little more and uses that knowledge to apply to the next one. Right now, he's fighting, trying to get out of building me yet another loom. But since I love learning and really want that loom, I will gently keep encouraging him until I get my way. Still, when he's working on a project and being out there with him, I'm able to learn another new skill and discovering how to handle various tools. I now know 10 different uses for pliers, hammers, wrenches, and grinders. So be afraid. Be very afraid of a farm wife bearing tools. Speaking of which, ask yourself, what do I depend on my spouse to do that I could possibly do for myself? I have an independent streak a mile wide, so if something comes up that I have to have the country boy do, then I go with him, pay close attention, and then work towards being able to do it myself. Except for the days our generator quits. I'd rather not get in his way so we can have some semblance of power while the electric company works to restore it. But once the weather lets up, I may just have to learn a thing or two about generators, you know, just in case. Necessity is truly the mother of invention. So on one of those stormy days, look around the house and see what needs fixing or changing. Then look around to see what you have that can do the job. If it's a loose plug, take the time to figure out how to turn the power off before repairing it. And then get a book that shows you step by step how to do it. Do your cabinets need organizing? Find baskets that will fit to store the small stuff and jars with lids to store the dry goods. Get some chalkboard paint and design labels for them. Not only will your cabinets be clean, but they will also look fashionably fun. No matter what you choose to do, just don't stop learning. Don't allow the excuse of age, lack of income, or too much television to get in your way. Take a leap of faith in yourself. Make room for mistakes and get busy. And if you will excuse me, I have a loom to build, which is much to the chagrin of the country boy, but he already knows he lives with a very determined woman. If you want to learn more about the topic at hand or get a transcript for this episode, just visit my website at www.thefarmwife.com/podcast. That's the resource page for this podcast, and I have it set up by episodes to make things easier to find. To help you out, this is episode 30. And while you're there, leave your comment at the end of the page and be sure to rate, review, and leave a comment on the podcast itself, whether you listen to it on Buzzsprout, Apple, Spotify, or any other podcast. This helps me to know how well you're enjoying your visit. If you have questions or need some help with stretching your wings, stop by for an email visit at thevirtualporch@gmail.com. I would love to visit with you more. And be sure to subscribe. You don't want to miss a single conversation. I'll be sitting on the porch every Monday morning waiting for your visit. Thanks again for stopping in. I'll see you next week on Living a Simple Life with the Back Porch View. And while you're waiting on the next episode, grab that glass of refreshment, pull up a rocker, and sit back for a while. It's time to relax and enjoy.